Down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, supporting enterprise locally through the National Enterprise Town Awards.
Now, here's a question for you. How ethical is your bed linen? Have you ever considered the origins of the sheets you lie down on at night? Well, my next guests are a mother and daughter team who make what they call ethical bed linen. I'm joined now by Sari and Rebecca Winkworth from the organic linen company White and Green. Thanks very much for coming in, guys.
Hi. Yeah, good morning.
Now, Rebecca, I'll start with you. You're the daughter in our mother-daughter duo. How'd this idea come about?
I am the daughter of two daughters to Sari. The other sister is living in Sydney at the moment, which we can tell you about later. She's launching our business down in Australia. The idea came about because Sari is a very talented interior designer and was working for years fitting out residential projects. And Sari, you might know the story a little bit better, but she found it really hard to find good quality bed linen and had the light bulb moment. Okay, we need to set up our own brand of beautiful bed linen and make sure it's 100% organic and fair trade as well, so sustainably made.
Yeah, so talk to me a bit more about that. That's what makes it ethical, is it?
Yes, so cotton is the world's most important non-food crop. We consume over 30 million tons of cotton around the world per year. And it also uses around 25% of global pesticides. So that's really toxic. Imagine all of those toxins going into the environment out in the farms in places like India where we produce our cotton. So ours is certified organic, which means it's all done without the use of these toxic chemicals.
How did you feel, Sari, about working with your daughter?
Well, I work with two daughters, actually. It's very exciting because my expertise was in the interior design business and getting the look of the cotton and the feel and making sure that that was really nice. But as far as the organic and the ethical side, I needed Rebecca because that's her expertise, is the environment and developing countries and going out to the farms and making sure that everything was grown without pesticides. So that was a huge link up. And then Danielle was a model. And so she became the model for the company, but also the face of the company.
That's handy when you have that.
So we had the three angles. So it was a perfect combination. I couldn't have done it on my own.
I mean, I have to say, some people would say working with their family, they might find it quite difficult because you've got your personal relationship and your professional relationship. How do you manage that that divide, I suppose?
Well, you have to work through it. And obviously there's times that you need a lot of conversations and decide that, you know, work ends at 5:30 and now it's family time. Yeah, it can be difficult at times, but now we have Danielle living in Sydney and Rebecca moving around the world working on all the digital marketing for White and Green. So we're not together very much anymore. We do a lot of our meetings by Skype.
Okay.
Which is really good.
Now, you've brought along some of the bed linen here. Very soft next to the skin,
yes.
I must say. Rebecca, if I was to go into the shop and buy this, how much would it set me back?
A whole bundle set for your bed, four pillowcases, fitted sheet, duvet cover, around €250. It depends on the size of your bed. If you have an emperor size bed, which is 6'6", they're amazing. It's going to be a little bit more expensive.
Yes, I mean, that's probably at the higher end of the range, though, when it comes to these things. So, I mean, how do you get people to buy them when I suppose they could buy something else in IKEA for 20 quid?
It's all down to the quality. So people know when they're buying from us that it is trustworthy and it is pure high quality bed linen that lasts a lifetime. All of our customers are saying they're so excited to get into bed with White and Green. And when they have to do the laundry, they're going, oh, is it the good sheets or the bad sheets that we're putting on today? Mm. They feel the difference. You know, it's like staying in a beautiful luxury hotel.
One of the big trends in business at the minute has been the rise of e-commerce.
Yeah.
And I wonder, Rebecca, can you tell me a bit about your guys' experience with that? Because with something like this, you probably need to be able to touch it in the shop to kind of get the idea of what's actually going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say, Mum here is a visionary. So when we set up this company, it was 100% online. And we were ahead of our game because people were still used to going into department stores and touching and feeling and talking to the sales staff and everything about the different brands. But we decided to go 100% online. And it's been a slow growth, so to say, the first year, because people were still picking up the phone and going, well, can I see you in a store? And we're going, no, it's all online. But now we've seen, like, we're growing 120% each year, and actually Instagram ads have grown 360% for us in the last year.
Yeah,
so Instagram's, people are now comfortable buying online.
Very important marketing channel, Instagram, for sure. Sari, tell me a bit then about the financial side of things. Are you at break even at this stage?
Oh yeah, we're at break even now, 3 years down the line. We set it up on our own without any investors, which was very difficult because you have to have a large amount of stock.
Right,
to do this, but we were lucky. We have a very good finance house, Credit Exchange, that have helped us out, and we're there now. I think this is going to be the pivotal year for us, and we have a few very exciting things that we can't talk about that hopefully will come to fruition this year.
Well, fingers crossed they will. But can you talk maybe a bit about your plan maybe to raise investment? You mentioned having stock obviously is important. Have you any plans to go out and raise a few bob?
Maybe by the end of next year. We're still tidying up a lot of things, getting to know the exact product that people want, getting the right levels of stock, getting our digital marketing right. When we've all of that ready, yes, we will go out for investors.
We're still expanding hugely at the moment. We've just opened up the new market in Australia. So that's Danielle's physically down there, launching down there. And we've seen a great reaction so far because people were buying from us and they were paying the big shipping costs to send from Ireland, which is obviously not very environmentally friendly. So we said, okay, you go down there, set up the business 100% from Australia. Mm-hmm. And so we're still expanding in that sense.
Great stuff, guys. Well, listen, we wish you the very best of luck with it. That's Sari and Rebecca Winkworth from White and Green.
We have a brilliant January sale on for the last week. Jan20 is the code if you'd like to go online and get 20% off everything on whiteandgreenhome.com.
Very good. I always got to get the plug in. Thanks very much.